I'm so excited. We're about to call Jackson's dad. I have not met Jackson's dad yet. I've heard stories, and what a character.
All right, we've got the phone dialed up here.
Wishing him a answer.
Yeah, for Father's Day. Let's see if he'll
answer. Does he have a lower voice than you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Hey.
So is that,
what do you want?
Is it okay if we talk to you real quick?
Most certainly. I'm sitting there watching TV and drinking a cup of coffee, smoking a cigarette, so I'm good to go.
Okay. Okay. Steph just asked while it was ringing if you have a lower voice than me.
And I said, You definitely do.
So you're doing pretty good this morning?
Doing great. Get ready to go to work here in the next half hour and see what I got in store today over there.
Okay. What do you have in store for Father's Day weekend? You got any fun plans for Sunday?
No, not really. I've been invited to a couple different places, so see what materializes. I'll probably hit both of them, Lisa and Danny's, and go over there for a cookout and hang around with grandkids, and besides that, just take it easy.
I like
that's
that.
Very sweet. Hello, yes. Mr. Jones. I'm Steph. I'm Jax's new co-host.
And well, very nice to meet you. I heard a lot about you, and it was good stuff.
Oh, good. Something that we have in common: we play a mad game of rummy, and I would love to play rummy with you someday in our life.
Did you watch that Samantha Bee?
I did. I did. That was so good.
Some people really didn't appreciate it, but most people thought it was pretty damn funny.
It's so funny. And what do you like better, playing rummy or playing euchre?
Oh, I play euchre better. In fact, when I said that rummy thing, I probably hadn't played rummy for about 3 years.
Oh.
So, somebody said, well, where'd you come up with that stuff at? And I said, I don't know. It just came out, and it seemed to resonate pretty good. So, I figure everybody knew what rummy was, but maybe everybody didn't know what euchre was.
That's right.
Him and I got a lot in common. We don't know what we're going to say until it falls out of our mouths.
Right.
Well, that's true. I just want people to understand that I intended it on winning, so come up with that saying somehow, and it seemed like it caught on pretty good.
That's awesome.
So you had a question about rummy.
You must have a boring day today in order to get me on the phone.
Oh, that's so good. Now, are you like my father-in-law when it comes to playing rummy? He sandbags his cards, and then right at the end, he lays them all out, and we're like, Don, you sandbagger. He said, no, I swear, I'm not a sandbagger. I'm like, mm-hmm.
But he wins, right?
He does.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you play.
So what happened? All your guests drop out, and you guys?
Well, it's summertime, so phones are a little light, so we figured we'd give you a call. And then we were talking, too, and I realized there's a few things that I don't know about you, and I wanted to ask you, like, what's your favorite food?
You mean any type of food?
Any type of food.
I probably have to go with hamburger or steak.
Hey, yeah, Jackson, guessed right.
But not a cheeseburger, right?
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, cheeseburger. I mean, it's all from the same family.
But I see, when we go to White Castle, I always see you get hamburgers, and that always drives me nuts.
I don't like the cheese on a White Castle, but I eat cheese on everything else.
Oh, okay.
Also, what he'll do, I'll see him eat a ham sandwich with a piece of cheese on the side.
Really?
I don't want my food mixed together. I don't like, stuff that... I want my stuff separate.
See, everyone
when they say casserole, that's a bunch of stuff all jammed in together, right?
Yes. See, everyone always gives me stuff for being particular, and now this is where I get it from.
Yep, you get it from Pops. I love it.
Well, it was good talking to you, and I'll give you a call on Sunday.
Good. I hope your ratings don't go to hell.